From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Early Sunday morning, gunshots rang out in Caldwell, and determining where those shots were coming from, well, that can be difficult for you, a human being, but not for a machine. Caldwell police are using a new tool. It's called Flock Safety, which can pinpoint where a gunshot is coming from and then alert law enforcement officers. Flock told police where the shots came from. They were on Belmont Street. And that led to the arrest of two men in a car with guns, as well as 26 bullet casings. So here to tell us more about what happened is Caldwell Chief of Police Rex Ingram. And to tell us more about Flock is Director of Communications Holly Balin. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Good morning, Gemma. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, so nice to have you both here. Chief, let me start with you. Can you set the scene for us? Because what exactly happened at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning on when you start to find out about this?
Thank you. That's a great question. So basically all of our officers, since we've rolled out Flock and specifically the Raven technology, have live access to on their department cell phones. Anytime someone in the city limits shoots rounds into the air, the AI technology in the sensors of the device automatically send a live feed to the officer's cell phones as the gunshots are happening. And so our officers that night around 1 a.m. were alerted to their phones, and they happens to be a couple blocks away from the police station. So officers were in the area. They arrived on scene as the shots were still happening, over 20 gunshots. And they ended up locating two armed suspects in a vehicle that were drunk, just blatantly shooting rounds into the air, which obviously is a significant concern for public safety. Mm-hmm. So they were taken into custody without any incident.
Well, as you said, Chief, I mean, this is within the city limits of Caldwell. This happened on Belmont Street. Are there homes nearby that area? Maybe for folks who aren't really familiar with that part of Caldwell.
Yeah, so just to paint the picture for people, it's a highly populated area with single family homes. There are businesses. Mm-hmm. It's there are dwellings everywhere, and restaurants and shops, and so it's not like it's out in the country where there's no one around. And I think a lot of people, especially in Idaho, are concerned about the safety, Big Brother overreach and stuff. But we're talking about in the city limits of a highly dense neighborhood, where there are children, there are people sleeping. And I can't tell you how many times I've responded to calls in my previous agency, in areas very similar to Caldwell, where babies get killed, people get injured because bullets are flying through, the roofs of homes. Mm-hmm. And or people are just hanging out in their yards and they get hit in the head with a stray round.
And as you said, Chief, I mean, it was two guys, they were drunk. And allegedly, they shot, more than two dozen bullets around this area. So the likelihood that a stray bullet could end up in someone's home, I mean, I think that, that's kind of the scary part for a lot of folks.
Absolutely. And generally speaking, it takes about 5 to 9 minutes for, let's say, we witnessed a shooting. By the time we called it in, called dispatch typed it into to the computer and then sent police officers, sometimes that's 15 minutes from the actual crime. And so this is a game changer. This technology has been around for a long time, but it's a game changer for us here in the Gem State. And it's really working smarter and not harder, and using and leveraging technology to assist us and help the community out in response time, but also minimize our traditional footprint of just, stopping people and the optics of us just over policing a community. This is just pinpointing us directly to where the people are, and then, and we can deal with them. It's very target. It's like fishing with a hook instead of a net.
There you go. So Holly, let me bring you into the conversation. Tell us a little bit more about Flock. My understanding is it started in Atlanta, Georgia.
That is right. So our company is based in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where our founder and CEO in 2017 actually lived in a neighborhood that became the victim of a rash of crimes. So there were property crimes in his metro Atlanta neighborhood, home burglaries and vehicle burglaries, like you see in many neighborhoods. And He knew that neighbors and him himself had, kind of your doorbell cameras, security systems, standard home security features. And so they went to local police to try to actually provide evidence to solve these crimes. And they were pretty shocked when they realized that that really wasn't actionable evidence. A blurry image from a doorbell camera, it's not super helpful to hand to police, and it's not going to help them solve a crime. And so he set out to build technology that would provide that objective, actionable evidence a police need.
So, Holly, my understanding is that you have a couple of systems available for law enforcement. One is for license plate and then one for gunshot detection. So, since the Caldwell Police Department is using the gunshot detection part, can you tell us exactly how that works?
Yeah, and these systems actually work together. That's the
Okay.
biggest benefit here is that all of this technology, the whole Flock safety system, it talks to each other. So gunshot detection works by deploying audio sensors in parts of town. And that audio sensor is not listening for voices, it's not listening for people. It's triggered by the sound of a gunshot. It uses artificial intelligence, which we're hearing a lot about in the news these days, to distinguish that gunshot from something like a firework with above a 90% accuracy rate. And when it hears a gunshot, it immediately alerts dispatch at your local law enforcement. And like Chief talked about, this happens much quicker than you might have to wait for, someone to call 911, that to then get routed to dispatch, then get routed to a patrol officer. It's that immediate response capability. When license plate reader cameras are also in the area, they actually are also triggered when that gunshot turns off. The Raven alerts them to capture the vehicular evidence at the scene. So they take a picture of the vehicle of any vehicles at the scene, and law enforcement then have that as well. So it's that full picture of a scene, all of this evidence that can actually help law enforcement identify what's going on.
Okay, and Holly, as you said, with a 90% accuracy, it can detect a gunshot versus fireworks because I'm thinking of like the 4th of July, right? And if this doesn't work properly, that could put added stress on police, I would think.
You know what's actually funny is we've been talking to some police departments lately who have come to us and said, we've heard about this technology. We actually don't have a problem with gunshots. What we do have a problem with is people setting off illegal fireworks.
Illegal
Can
fireworks,
we
yeah.
use this for that? And we say, sure. It's very accurate at being able to distinguish between the two.
So, Holly, is Flock recording anything besides gunshots? And I want to bring this up because I can just probably ha listen to some of our listeners right now thinking, okay, what else are you listening to? And this could bring up privacy concerns that people might have about microphones listening in on them. So can you talk a little bit about that as well, please?
Yeah, it's a completely reasonable question. It's a good question. And the answer is patently no. It is not listening for voices. It is not listening for conversations. As I said, it's not recording all the time. It only is triggered by the sound of that gunshot, that very loud sound, and then it alerts police. One additional thing to note is Flock Safety actually doesn't own any of this data. Your police department owns all of the data captured through the system. And so what that means is that, contractually, we can't sell it or share it to any sort of private third parties. It's not going anywhere. It's fully encrypted and stored, and then it's deleted by default after a certain amount of days.
And Holly, you had some pretty incredible stories, success stories on your website where Flock has actually been able to save lives. So, how has the response been to this system?
So when we talk about the Raven system, one thing that I hear regularly is law enforcement haven't been aware of the amount of firearm violence or firearm going off that are in their community. So we deployed the Raven system in one community called Albany, Georgia, which is about an hour outside of our hometown of Atlanta. And law enforcement reported that they received a 30% increase in gunshot reports from the Raven than had been previously reported by people. And that might be from different reasons. That might be because people don't necessarily know if someone else is calling. They don't trust that when they call in that, you know, that's the right thing to do. But it's really critical that our law enforcement know what's going on in their community, because we saw in this community in Albany, Georgia, when officers would arrive at the scene, they would often find, you know, they could save a life. They could apprehend a suspect. They could prevent further violence from occurring. So it's really, really critical we get this evidence to law enforcement as soon as possible.
Chief, I know you've been using the Flock system for just about a year or so. How would you say it's been working?
So we started, our first camera got implemented back in December, on December 26th or 27th of last year. And within 3 days, or December 30th, we were able to foil one of the biggest takeover robberies in Caldwell history at a jewelry store, where four individuals came up from Utah, have no connection to Caldwell, Idaho at all. And they did a takeover robbery, armed robbery. And without the use of these LPR cameras, it would have literally been a whodunit forever. We would have never been able to solve it. And so we were able to basically use the camera to catch the car coming off the interstate with Utah license plates, and then work with our federal partners to safely take them into custody down in Utah a couple weeks later. And so it's just, I mean, it's truly a game changer. And when we talk about, like, you know, leveraging technology to reduce the footprint of traditional policing, where we're having to stop, you know, tons of cars that might look like the suspect vehicle, or, you know, could be you driving home from work and you get stopped because you match a description. But we're also talking about really precision policing based on real life, real time data, and then man hours and taxpayer dollars that are going into these investigations, where we're not spending hundreds of hours a month canvassing neighborhoods and, you know, really, like, it changing the way we do business and adapting with, you know, current trends. And that's just the way that society's going. So if law enforcement doesn't use the technology that's available out there, then we're way behind the curve.
So, Chief, what was it that ultimately made you decide that you wanted to start implementing Flock as a tool in what you do as law enforcement officers?
So there's a lot of things, a lot of factors that go into it. I mean, we're in the business of being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So for me, it's trying to work smarter, not harder. And when our the national crisis in recruitment and retention right now for law enforcement is a huge problem. And so we're trying to do more with less. And in order to do that, you know, we got to think outside the box. And part of that process is using our, you know, technology that's out there right now. And this is nothing new. I mean, Flock is a fairly new company, but when I was in Los Angeles with LAPD, we used, you know, other companies that had similar technology to our advantage. And so it's just fairly new to Idaho because, you know, it's just coming here. So me kind of thinking outside the box with my former training and experience that has led me personally involved in these investigations to solve crime. You know, but the biggest hurdle for me was politically was trying to convince my constituents and our community members that, hey, it's okay. We are not Big Brother watching you. We are trying to use technology to help the community stay safe and really save dollars, tax dollars, you know, and not having to hire hundreds of cops to go out there and over police a community.
Well, and that's part of it. Go ahead, Holly.
One other thing I would add to that point is, Chief mentioned, you know, gunshot detection is not new, but what Flock really does is, in terms of being a good steward of taxpayer dollars, in both LPR, license plate recognition, and gunshot detection, we've worked really hard to make this incredibly affordable for cities that are, you know, not necessarily your Los Angeles, your Chicago, right? Your average American city. So the Raven system is actually roughly a third of the cost of the leading legacy gunshot detection system. So it's incredibly affordable technology. We do that by, you know, it's powered by solar. So this is actually clean technology and it doesn't require electrical wiring.
So Holly, with that said, how many cities, municipalities would you say are using Flock right now? I mean, is it becoming a fairly more common tool for law enforcement
It is. You know, I'm excited to be on this call today because this is fairly pioneering in Idaho. But in terms of around the country, Flock Technology is actually in 47 states, and we're working in about 5,000 or just over 5,000 communities across the US, and that's everywhere from like your three-person police departments to major cities like San Francisco, like Houston. So it's very exciting to see departments of all sizes and all types of communities adopt and see this technology help them.
So, Chief, would you have been able to track down the car that we were talking about at the beginning of our conversation, this vehicle with the guns and the bullet casings, so quickly without using Flock? And I guess the other question is, would you have been able to track them down? Would you even have known about these gunshots at 1 in the morning if someone hadn't called it in?
So that's a really good question. I'll start off by saying we have some of the best police officers in the entire state working in Caldwell, and I'm super proud of them. So yes, we probably would have caught them eventually, but the speedy manner in which we did that morning would not have happened without Flock, and specifically this technology. But I will say too, with that being said, no one called the police. That's the irony behind this specific incident, is that 26 shots were fired in the air with a handgun and a rifle, and zero people called the police. And so, you know, that could have been someone laying there that may have got hit, right, for hours and hours and hours, and no one would find them until the daylight, which I've been involved in, you know, several of those investigations in my former career. But the bottom line is this, is that even if someone called and they didn't have a description of a car, we would have went there and possibly stopped the wrong people, you know. And then those are angry citizens. Now we're when we talk about building public trust and community engagement and stuff and legitimacy in law enforcement, because that's a big part of what we do, is, you know, being good stewards in the community, is we break those relationships when we're stopping people that don't need to be stopped, right? So with this technology, we were able to pinpoint precisely exactly where the shots were coming from. And lo and behold, there's two guys with guns shooting shots, you know. And so it's a game changer. And I just think that this is a great, people need to just wake up and see what's going on and allow their police departments to keep their community safe by leveraging technology that is not spying. We don't have the time in the day to spy on people. You know, and despite what people think, you know, we don't just sit at our computers watching people. I mean, we're not security guards, we're police officers, we're first responders. And sometimes we're the last responders, you know, because everyone else in the community knows about something except us until we get there. So this is just helping us keep our community safe and really, you know, saving money, saving that, making those capital investments with our relationships with our community, when we're not, you know, inadvertently stopping the wrong person, and then having to explain to them that their car looks like 20 other thousand rental cars that possibly could be involved in robbery, you know. So I'm just very, very excited. I'm very happy, and I'm very happy that you guys, specifically you, Gemma, and some other news stations are covering the story.
Well, Chief, before I let you go, I mean, you've said now that this is a game changer. At the same time, it's also getting people to understand that certain technology doesn't have to be, I think, scary. And I would say that because I think there's so much information around AI. And that it has been built up to be something I think that so many people don't fully understand, or that it is going to take away that human contact, right? I think there's so many negative connotations
Right.
around AI. Not to say that it's perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but for you and your department, how much of this have you really had to do, as you said, was getting your constituents, getting your community to really buy into the fact that not all technology is negative.
Another great question. And that's more, I mean, that's, you could look at everything that, you know, in our society, that when we evolve, I mean, one of the big things that I always say, and jokingly but serious, is say, you know, there's two things people don't like. They don't like change, and they don't like the way things are, right? And so when we're talking about a community that's highly conservative, ultra conservative, that is not used to this type of technology, this robust type of, precision policing, if we'll call it data policing, because it is a little more rural and less progressive. But what I'll say is, when we got when cops got police radios back in the 80s, I mean, people complained about, oh my gosh, now the departments are putting a leash on us. How are we going to do our job? And then when we got body cameras back in like 2015, police officer, oh my gosh, how can we do our job? They're going to record everything that we're saying. And, these are steps in technology, but the bottom line is everyone's recording it. And the truth of the matter is Google knows more about me than I know about myself. Every time someone gets on the internet or anytime someone turns on their phone, those service providers know exactly how you think, how you operate, what you like to eat, where you shop, where your kids go to school, and geofencing and all these crazy things that are out there, and people they don't realize that. So, I think there's bigger issues happening for us to really hone in on than us worrying about a license plate reader to help solve violent crime. But also too, missing children, like we have a lot of calls where, child enticements or around schools or parks, and we can literally pull up right then and there. We've had these cases where we pull up, that intersection at that time. And sure enough, we'll just say arbitrarily, there's the black Honda Civic with a broken left taillight that was in the area. And then we can get the license plate. We can hone in on that person, the registered owner, and do a full workup within literally 5 minutes. We also had another one really quick where we had a car-to-car shooting, a road rage shooting, where a mother got hit in the shoulder with her child in the car. I think you probably remember this, where then he ended up shooting at Nampa police officers the next day. Mm-hmm. But our flock system literally had him right behind the victim's car on Caldwell Boulevard, and he ended up taking his own life a couple days later in Nevada after a pursuit. But the point is that we don't want these predators in our community terrorizing the innocent people who have righteous concerns about their, big brother watching them. But I think when you look at the day-to-day things that we do, we have to be more concerned about Google knowing who we are better than we know who we are, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I want to thank both of you for taking time to talking to us about this. We've been talking with Caldwell Chief of Police Rex Ingram and Holly Balin, Director of Communications for Flock Safety, about the Flock system, which is being used in Caldwell to fight crime. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.